Proclamation number 2817 of July 19, 1943. Incarnation of Christ. There is no greater problem than the incarnation of Christ. This problem cannot be solved despite the best will and closeness to God as long as man dwells on earth. It is an immense grace that God gives people information in the most comprehensible way in order to make the significance of the work of redemption clear to them so that they do not pass by the greatest work of grace untouched. Yet all these explanations are not enough to make the incarnation of God and Jesus comprehensible, for it was an act of divine love for which people still have no standard because they do not know the kingdom of light and therefore cannot imagine at what low level of development the eternal deity embodied himself and how this embodiment should therefore be assessed. The incarnation of Christ is also an act of grace that can no longer be surpassed by the greatest love of God. It is proof of the deepest compassion and greatest willingness to help, of which a being is capable of making the spiritual being in greatest need happy with his presence, to step into the darkest shadow as the brightest light and to dwell in the same embodiment among people who have become loveless as purest love. This is incomprehensible to people because they, as themselves only insufficiently capable of love, cannot even begin to measure God's love. It is incomprehensible to them because they also do not know what it means for love to have to tolerate lovelessness next to itself. Because love is heavenly and divine, while lovelessness is from the depths and the divine therefore tolerates the satanic next to itself. Purity and light were next to sin and darkness, power and strength next to powerlessness and weakness of will, love and goodness next to the hatred of man, to whom God descended in Jesus. Not only that people were weak according to their degree of development, but their life far from God entailed this weakness, and this meant an immense spiritual darkness, which was the reason that God embodied himself among people, that he clothed himself with an earthly cover in order to exemplify to people the life they should lead in order to come close to him. He became a human being himself and descended from above to the abyss. He clothed his fullness of light in a form which itself still had immature spiritual substance, and the immature external form still prevented the divine love, which sheltered itself within it, from working spiritually, and the body first had to be completely absorbed by love through the will of Jesus human being before divine love could take effect in it. And the man Jesus had to pass this test of will in order to now work and preach in the will of God. Only then could the eternal deity express itself through him, who fulfilled all conditions so that he could reveal himself in him, so that he could speak through him to people who otherwise could no longer hear the divine voice because they had completely distanced themselves from God. This is why God came to earth, to people, because his word was no longer received by them and he wanted to make them happy again with his word. And that is why he took on a human form in order to feel like a human being, to work like a human being and thus also to reach spiritual maturity so that God's love would take up residence in him and enable him to do extraordinary deeds. He wanted to show people the path to the heights, which every human being must take in order to conform to him already on earth. Amen.